Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's a team that's trending up and there's a team that's trending down. The team that's trending down is the Buffalo Bills. I'm hitting that panic button right now. They look light. Oh. They look light in the buck. I mean, he'd be running for, they're giving up 5.8 yards a carry right now. And that's not sustainable if you want to play late into the season when the weather starts to turn, the tackling gets worse.
Really panicking already?
I'm worried about them.
Yeah, you, Julian Edelman, and a lot of Bills fans. Still a lot of football to be played. We'll see where it goes, but the Bills need to turn around pretty quickly this week. 803-0550 there at the Carolina Panthers, Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm here on the radio taking your phone calls today. 803-0550 on a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win a free home heating system, courtesy of T-Mark Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Whether your home needs a furnace, boiler, or ductless heat pump, T-Mark's got you covered. The last day to enter is October 26th, 2025. Okay, taking your phone calls today. Going to bounce around the league a little bit later. Going to talk hockey as well because a little bit of a vibe here with the Sabres the last couple of games. I got to ask, is my guy Owen there? Is Owen, I can't see him right now. Is Owen right there? Can I talk to him
right
and
here,
ask
Sal,
him a question? I can't
on?
See. Okay, great, great. Alex Lyon. A, how sustainable is this that he's playing really good hockey in goal? And B, do we have a bit of a goalie controversy on our hands when UPL comes back?
Yeah, I'll answer the first one first. I think in terms of Lyon's game, it's definitely sustainable. I don't know that you can, you know, have anybody play the amount of games that he's playing at the
right
rate he's playing them. It just doesn't happen in the NHL anymore. But I think that you have definitely got a situation here where when UPL comes back, you're not looking to find him ways into the net. You're waiting for Lyon to make a slip up to allow a creak in the door for UPL to come in, because Lyon's played so well. He's given them a chance to win every game that they've played. Even in the bad losses early, he gave them opportunity to score goals and get in the games. And then the last two that they've won, he's looked great, especially against Florida. He just looked so confident. His technique, he was just so solid in his base of his game. I spoke to him a little bit after the game about it, and it's just he emphasized how important it is for him to keep everything simple. Everything's got to be simple. Everything's got to look like it's not intimidating and scary. And to me, he looks as confident as a goalie can ever look in the net, and I don't think you ever take that guy out until you're given a reason to. And I don't think that UPL has earned the right that him just purely being healthy demands he be back in the crease.
And you have Colton Ellis, who's sitting there waiting for a chance to show what he can do, and that's probably coming very soon. I mean, this week at some point. It could be tonight. We don't really know that for sure.
I know, right? Paul is on tonight. He thinks that he would like to see Ellis tonight. I struggle with that idea a little bit more because I think Montreal is really good and they are really potent. And that is another really tough building to play in. I would think about throwing him in the first game of the back against the Leafs at home would be the spot that I would think about. You're away from the Saturday night in Toronto. That's a circus. It gives him a chance to play at home. You're not playing in Montreal against a team that's that good. And frankly, where they're at right now, I think that Montreal is a scarier team as a goaltender to play than Toronto is.
Hmm. So UPL, counting this year, is under contract for the next 4 years. Alex Lyon, Colton Ellis, and Devin Levi all for the next 2 years, actually. I mean, I don't want to get way ahead of myself, but I'm like, what does this goalie future even look like here in Buffalo? It's kind of interesting, right,
to see these guys. Yeah, it's murky now.
And Lyon is 32, though.
Lyon's not young. He's been around the league a long time, but this is really his first opportunity. He had a little bit last year in Detroit. It didn't go great for him, but he wasn't bad. But this is his first real shot at having an opportunity to sort of own a crease, and he's really taken and run with it early. So this happens to goalies. They're late bloomers. It's kind of the way the developmental track works. You're always playing catch up as the goalie, right? Both in the game and as a position as a whole in the sport, you're always playing catch up. So you see this a lot where an older guy will get later into his career and really find something. And goalies can have extended careers, so I wouldn't be, you know, it's not out of the question that he plays a good another 3 or 4 years in the league. It just depends on whether that's with the Sabres or not.
Owen Parker right there, giant goalie son, as we've always referred to him. And, I'm looking forward to tonight in Montreal. I agree with you. I know Paul said what he said, but I think that's a tough spot to be in tonight. You're looking at more of the back-to-back probably later in the week, I think, for Ellis to get his shot. That's against Toronto a little bit later in the week. Anyway, should be fun tonight. Sabres on the ice tonight. We'll have all the coverage for you here on WGR Sports Radio 550. And, of course, Paul Hamilton will have everything for you at PHAM1717 and at WGR550.com. I'll have Paul on at 11 a.m. In the meantime, it's taking your calls here on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show, talking Bills at the bye, where they stand, what they need. I mean, trade deadline is November 4th. They still have a couple of weeks left here before the trade deadline, and you'd think maybe they could make a move, but it's not as easy as you think sometimes to make a move. Yes, there are more trades now than I think these days in the NFL than we've seen. The Bills have made some, Rasul Douglas, Amari Cooper. They don't have just unlimited assets to go trade. I know people say, heck with the picks, just trade all the assets. I understand. And I'm not totally like against it or pushing back against this being the year to go for it, for sure. I do think you have to be, you know, at least cognizant of that. You do have still Josh Allen for the next whatever years and guys you sign under contract. So you do have to at least be aware of those assets moving forward. You can't be just completely get rid of everything, because what player is available that allows you to get to trade that kind of asset that's worth it, right? Amari Cooper for what? It was a second and a fifth, or then they Rasul Douglas a third. I think that's how it went down, maybe a third and a fifth, whatever, for Amari. But that's the kind of trade sometimes in the assets that you're looking at. Plus, cap space matters, folks. They just don't have the cap room to go out and get a really big ticket item unless they move money out as well. Let's go to Andy in New Jersey. Let's get your thoughts, Andy. What's going on, man?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
I think that I've seen the trend now where they have these two game winning streaks, and over the past 5 years or so, you look at the way they finished. I think that that'll probably pan out the same way. Maybe going seven and three or eight or maybe 8-2 or something like that.
Two-game losing streaks, you mean? You said winning. You meant losing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The two-game losing streaks, yes. We finished, but they finished very strong over these past few years after having these valleys in their performance. And I also think that Michael Hoyt is going to definitely add, some extra oomph to the pass rush. And I think that's really going to give Joey Bosa, I think that's going to give him a lot of help. I think that he has played great, Joey Bosa. But I think, if you've got somebody else coming to give him help, I think that can only be a good thing. And the last thing I wanted to say, Sal, was, I'm coming down to Charlotte for the game on Sunday, and I know you're going to be at a bar or someplace there in Charlotte during the weekend, and I just wanted to find out where that was going to be.
No, I don't have anything planned like that. There's a lot of different tailgates. You know, there are different things. I get asked to do a lot of things. I do not have anything specifically set up, though. I can't help you there.
Oh, I thought you were appearing at, you were going to be at this, it was like a nightclub or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? You never know where you'll find Sal Capaccio in Charlotte or any other city in America at some point. No, honestly, I don't really have anything specific. But who knows? I know there'll be a lot of Bills fans down there, Andy. There are a lot of different tailgates. I mean, I've been asked to do a lot of different things. It's not easy sometimes. We get in, so I fly on the team charter, as everybody knows, as part of the radio broadcast, and usually get into the cities you're going into around 4 o'clock. The night before the game. And then, you know, you want to hang out with people. I have a lot of friends in Charlotte, people who lived. Who doesn't have a friend or family member that moved from Buffalo to Charlotte, though? Who didn't? We all do, right? I have plenty of them. And I'll try to hook up with a couple of them, hang out a little bit. I also kind of got to be careful, right? You guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
No, I've always said this. Like, I'm not this like huge. I don't go out and just, you know, party and drink all the time. It's not my style. I like to go out and have a good time, meet people. But sometimes that still requires talking over other people and music and things going on. And over the years, I think you've noticed years ago, especially, I would kind of have a bit of a strained voice, lose my voice. And I had to stop doing stuff like that and say, like, I just can't be around that as much because it's just tough on me. It's just any personal, just, you know, you got to take care of, you know, What is the career, the voice? So I try to be careful of that. In the meantime, doesn't mean I can't go out, say hi to people, and maybe I'll see you in Charlotte, North Carolina. Andy, anybody else going down there? 803-0550 is the number to call. This Friday, on a Buffalo Football Friday, going to have a special guest, DJ Milk. There is a event going on that benefits Oshai Children's Hospital of a tailgate going on Sunday. But we're going to talk with DJ Milk about that on Friday here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550 is the number to call. The Bills, how about this? So Andy brought up the last few years, two-game losing streaks. Here's what I looked at over the last couple of days. I was kind of just going through a bunch of stuff and saying, you know what? Where were the Bills after 6 weeks of action as far as standings are concerned? And I went back and looked. Interesting. So this is just conference. So right now, after 6 weeks of the season, 7 weeks, I'm sorry. After 7 weeks of the season, the Bills are, let me pull this up. What spot? They are the fifth seed. They are seed 5. It goes Indy at 6-1, and then New England and Denver in Pittsburgh are your 2, 3, and 4 seeds, 5-2, 5-2, 4-2 for Pittsburgh because they're all the division winners. Buffalo, LA Chargers, Jacksonville are your 5, 6, and 7 seeds. So right now, the Bills are the 5 seed. Okay, last year, 2024, after week 7, where were the Bills? They were the 4 seed at 5-2. Last year, at this time, the Bills were the 4 seed behind Kansas City, Houston, and Baltimore. In 2023, following week 7, the Bills were the 7 seed. They were the 7 seed after 7 weeks. They were 4-3 It was KC, Miami, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Buffalo. Remember Miami? They were 5-2. The Bills were 4-3. That was after that hot game down in Miami and the Dolphins beat the Bills. In 2023, the Bills were the 7 seed after 7 weeks. In 2022, they were the 1 seed. 5-1. Kansas City was 5-2. Then it was Tennessee, Baltimore, the Jets, Miami, and the Chargers. In 2021, the Bills were the 4 seed. I mean, it's amazing. Other than 1 year, 2022, when the Bills were the 1 seed, you go back to 2021, okay? And the Bills were basically they were 4, they were 7, they were 2 1 year, but it was mainly 4, 5, or 7. And this year, right now, as it comes in, this is before tonight, by the way, and you do have a game tonight that impacts this because Houston is playing tonight. Houston is at Seattle tonight. They're the only AFC team playing tonight, Monday Night Football. Let's see where Houston is. If Houston wins tonight, they would get to 3-3. You know what? It would not impact the Bills because they would not be in a playoff spot. So there you go. So it wouldn't impact. So the Bills will finish the week, this week, as the 5 seed. New England, here's the difference, though. I'm not painting everything rosy and telling you this because I want you to go, oh, everything's fine. I will say you just don't know because it's a long season. That's number one. And to the point of Andy who just called, they go through these lulls, they come back. That's one of the points. But the main point is, look, this is something not to panic about, except the difference is New England is way better and different than anything we've seen over the last few years. Maybe Miami, when they were rolling 70 on Denver and then, you know, playing really well. Miami was pretty good for a hot minute there. But New England looks live and real. And that's the fly in the ointment this year. But the Bills still have to take, the Bills still have everything they want in front of them, folks. They have everything they want. But it starts this week against the Panthers, and then it's the following week against the Kansas City Chiefs. Who do they play? Panthers quarterback. We'll talk about that, too, after this timeout. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Bills, Panthers on Sunday at 1. Is it going to be Bryce Young or Andy Dalton? And who would you rather play? I got my thoughts on it. We'll do that next here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.